Welcome back to the Energy Converters Student Voice Podcast. Still working on the name. The name might change. We, you know, our young people haven't figured out exactly what they wanted to the podcast to be called. But today we're with our EOYDC Energy Converters, and I'm gonna let them introduce themselves.
Hi, my name is Maya. I'm a freshman at SJND.
What's SJND? These people don't know that.
St. Joseph Notre Dame.
Where?
In Alameda.
Okay.
What's up, y'all? My name is Jada White. I'm a freshman at Oakland School for the Arts.
Awesome. So, super excited to have them on. This is their first time doing a podcast. And we also have a bunch of our other fellows behind the board learning how to edit and do all that good stuff. They off mic, but y'all can make noise. Say hi, everybody.
Achoo.
Yep, that's
hello.
Yeah, that was the greatest high right there. And there go the marker. So, you all wanted to talk about cultural appropriation, how it shows up in your schools or whatever the case is. Jada, this is something that you were really like amped to talk about. So, tell me why you picked this topic.
I feel like especially at my school, since it's predominantly white, there's a lot of racial ignorance and not a lot of serious consideration about black topics and black politics and the inclusion or the including of black students and representation of black students at my school. And how this ties into cultural appropriation is, since there is a lack of knowledge behind my culture, it's kind of taken not as seriously, and they kind of use aspects of my culture that, I don't know, it's kind of like they doing it without consciously knowing they doing it.
You know what I'm saying? Who is they, and how is this making you? Who is this they?
You, them white girls that wear the cornrows, you know what I'm saying? The dashikis, you know what I'm saying? The, you know, they'll be saying the N-word when they be, you know, sleep singing to the songs in the cars, you know, like, I'm exposing everybody at OSA. Yes, I'm talking about you. That's exactly what I'm doing.
Okay, that was good and messy. So, so we Energy Converters, what we're going to try to do is we're going to try to, you know, offer our insight and use our experiences and the research that we do to help fix things. Mm-hmm. So we're going to build us some bridges, but I see you feeling a type of way.
For sure.
So for you, how does this topic, like, apply to you? And it's okay if it doesn't, but, like, let me know how you feeling about the topic.
At my school, it's not really, like, no cultural appropriation, but it's more, like, racial ignorance. Like, it'd be some kids that be, like, the white kids at my school, they be, like, making little racist comments. I don't know if it's intentional or not, but it's, like, so normalized there. Like, don't nobody even, like, think twice about it.
Mm. So, I mean, how does it make you feel when you, like, experience this?
I've been really having to, like, look at them and, like, make a face and be like, did you just, did that come out your mouth? Did you say that in front of me? Are you sure that's what you meant?
I'm sure. Yeah. It's because, like, you're light-skinned, too. So it's, like, basically, like, you're less black than the next person, which is also tying into, like, racial ignorance. Like, for say, like, the Eurocentric beauty standards that we hold ourselves to, especially black women and Latina women, like, you know, painting ourselves lighter, wearing blonder hair, you know what I'm saying? So it's, like, we can't really do nothing about that.
I mean, how is this, like, capture the feeling for me, right? Like, so just think about it. It's going to be a bunch of people listening to this podcast, a bunch of people listening that's not black, right? What is it that you want them to take away, you know, spell out these feelings so people can know how this is impacting you?
All right. So, like, imagine you painted this beautiful, like, you painted this beautiful mural, you know, like, on the sidewalk of International, somewhere that's dirty, somewhere that's, like, no art supposed to be kept. You know what I'm saying? And then another artist painted the same mural, but this time it's on, like, the wall of City Hall or something, and they get all this recognition and they get all this, you know, praise and da 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 and stuff like that. But you are the blueprint of this art. Like, you are the bringer of this art. Your culture created this, da 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 da, and you're like, you can't do nothing about it. It's because if you get called, if you call somebody out for it, you know, like, what's gonna happen? Nothing.
That was good.
What about you? What about your thoughts? Feelings?
I think people got to be more conscious of what they say, especially when, like, you bring, like, race or, like, color into it. Because I know at my school, when I hang out with my, you know, my little color friends, they'd be like, oh, you light skin, you heck of white. I'm like, first of all, I'm not completely white. I'm not 50-50. That's not what I am. And then second of all, like, what did I got to do with, like, who I am as a person and my culture?
So at Energy Converters, the whole meaning of it, and I try to stress this with you all, is we try to take whatever negative energy is in the air and turn it into a positive. So how are we about to turn this into a positive, right? Like, it's like, what is it that if your school principal is listening, or those friends are listening, what is it that, how can your school help change the culture so things are better there, so things are better for students like you, right? And I'll start with you on this one.
They be having us do workshops and stuff, but it don't be like, they had a workshop called microaggressions, and not just be like stuff you say unintentionally that might be rude, but they don't really like go into depth on what that is. And they have more workshops on like doing drugs and stuff instead of like being like socially aware and being considerate of people. So I think we need to have more workshops on that.
So more workshops at your school. Is there anything else that you like? When a young person, let's say a white student gets caught doing the things that you said or using the N-word or whatever, what's the punishment at your school if they do get caught?
I never heard of no punishment there for that.
Really?
Yeah, like, I don't think the white, it don't be the white kids that say the N-word. It be like the Latino kids that say it. And they be using the excuse, oh, well, I got a pass from my black friend, or... Oh, my stepdad is black, I can say that. Ooh. My half-sister black, I can say that because she black. Big I think know. It's like, how do I explain it? It's like you got to be conscious of what you say around the people you say it. Because the white kids don't even really be doing nothing. They just be like, they stick to their own little groups. I know this one freshman was like, this school would be better if it was only white kids in here. Ooh. Yeah, a hot mess.
But that's interesting. So what about you? What is it that you think your school can do to like improve those relations? I'm gonna let you speak.
Well, what my school does very well is like the unification of the black students, and what I'm feeling is, yes, our black student union is like very unified in this and that, but we're not educating the non-black students on what lines should not and should be crossed. And I'm feeling like if we had more curriculums that wasn't just saved for Black History Month, and we had more, you know, talks around, you know, race and the importance of race and like a racial identity, then maybe we could kind of, you know, get that line built and, you know, get some boundaries put up.
Period.
You know, this drives me to a question. Have you all been like paying attention to the Operation Varsity Blues scandal? It was basically where really rich people, mostly white folks, were and they were bribing the colleges and spending a whole bunch of money.
Aunt Becky.
So, it sounds like y'all got some thoughts. So, who wants to jump? What were your thoughts when you heard?
So, I was let known to this by my 70-year-old grandmother who worked in OUSD for like 20 years, and black kids don't have that privilege just for being black. You already got two strikes against you for being black, male or female. So, like, I'm just over here. Mind you, her daughter don't even want to go to college like that. She want to focus on her, you know, social media career or whatever the heck. So, I mean, there is no consideration for your children. That's one. And then two, you're making it harder for all the little brown and black kids that have to work twice as hard already to get into the college that they want to. It's like so many hurdles that you have to jump over. Like, I don't even want to race no more.
What were your thoughts when you heard about the story?
I was like, what is this foolishness? I was on Instagram and I saw it on like, it was either Baller Alert or World Star or The Shade Room. It was one of those.
Ooh, The Shade Room.
But I was like, wow, like, people are, like, really, like, paying for their kids to get into college that, like, don't really deserve it. Didn't Harvard just, like, get called out for, like, not admitting as many Asian students or something like that?
So this is interesting. I'm glad you brought that up. So there's a lawsuit that's been happening for a while, and it's with Asian students. I mean, it's Asian families and white families. And basically what they're saying is that there are a bunch of Asian students that are well-deserving, but they're not – but black and Latino folks are taking slots away from their kids. So it's like an anti they're blaming things such as like racial quotas and saying that there's being an unfair advantage given to like black kids over their kids. So that's
in the news. Face. Oh my God.
So why don't you tell me what everybody's face said?
Oh my God. Oh, how? I just want to know how. We already dying. Like we don't need your mess. Like calm that down, please. Like geez Louise. Keep that over there. All that mess. Keep that on the other side of the wall that you want to build. Like go ahead. Like I don't. Like, how was we taking your slides? That's something. Girl, get your kids to get off they booty and you know work. That's all they gotta do. I mean, we working. You see, we working.
And just for the record, I mean, there are still a lot. Like, I mean, on a percentage base, like per capita base, there are a lot more Asian kids getting into Harvard than there are black students. So, I think it's interesting. There's a show on Netflix that kind of broke it down, The Patriot Act. Have you seen that show? It's a comedian that does this show, and he was talking about it. And he's Asian. He went in depth on it, and I think he did a really good job of explaining it. Are there any other just thoughts on this whole? It could be about Harvard. It could be about the Operation Varsity Blues scandal. And even for some of the folks that's not on the show right now, if this is a topic that's just burning you up, and you need me to pass you the microphone, let me know. You can. I saw a lot of reactions. Did you have a thought?
I mean, like, we work.
You want to tell people your name first?
My name is Josiah. I am 14. I'm in the ninth grade.
Where?
Oh, Insight San Joaquin. Mm-hmm. Basically, it's like we black people in general, like we work so hard for what we have. Like, there's people who like have no money, like their parents are poor, like they live by check to check, who really trying to make it somewhere. And then you have not like Latinos, but I mean white people and Asians and like other races, like they're just given, is they just got, you know what I'm saying? Like
I'm also feeling like it's because of the Asian stereotypes that they all better at math and they all musical prodigies.
They all smartest.
I mean, it's not true. Like, I mean.
Are you basically saying judge people on their own merit, not based off of their race?
Exactly. So Harvard, if you're listening, you know, accept little Jada for the one time. You know what I'm saying? You know, get that little black girl in the little ranks, you know, get your little things up. You sir, you heard me? Like, hey, like.
So. Okay. I'm glad you are having a ball right now. So we're about to wrap this up, but are there, like, understand that your principals and your teachers are listening, maybe folks that run this organization that you're sitting in right now. What's the message, like, now that you got a megaphone to get your voice out there, what's the message that you want a dose to take away from this show that you all just did?
Get it together.
What does that mean? Like, that's like this. So let me, the reason why I'm asking you this is for a few reasons. All right. So one, it's really difficult starting an organization that focuses on student voice, because a lot of adults don't really think it's easy to get students to focus on something, to get them to actually look at research. Like, they feel that all of you just a ball of emotion and you don't have an understanding of how things work. Right. And through Energy Converters, we're trying to change that. That's why I have y'all do so much research. That's why we have you all talk from a place of fact and not just like, you know, your feelings, and those are important as well. So when you say get it together, you got to be a little bit more specific. So what would make you feel like if your principal is taking something away from this, what would make you feel like they heard you?
Me saying getting it together, because, you know, they're going to be like, like.
So it's a podcast and nobody can see what you just did.
Okay, but, like, they're going to be like...
What does that look like? Give me an example of getting it together.
Like you need to, like, call people out on their BS.
Okay. Like, hold people accountable.
Yeah, and then, like, you need to, like... I can't say be inclusive. But, like, you got to, like... how do I explain it? It's like, because I go to a Catholic school, so a lot of those kids, like, grew up in the parish together, and they all know each other, and they all, like, their grandparents graduated from high school together, and they all, like, live in Alameda. You can walk down the street and be cool. Like, it going to be people that be like, can I pet your dog? Like, you got to, like,
At some point, at some point, I want to bring you back on, and I want to talk to you about your experience of being a black girl in a Catholic school with a lot of like affluent people. I want to see how that. I think it'll be an interesting show. Will you do that show with me at some point?
Yeah.
Okay, great. What do you want people to take away from what you said today?
Educate yourself.
What does that mean? The principal at your school is listening.
I was going to explain myself?
Go. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Okay.
Mark that.
And to educate yourself, make sure that you, like, you know, check in with little Dewan or check in with Josiah or something like that. And just be like, you know, how is it going? Not include yourself in, you know, in everyday life. Just, you know, you if you don't have the experience of being black, there is no way that you can relate to your black students. So therefore, I want you to educate yourself.
So, ladies, I think you all did a great job for your first time doing this. Thank you so much. Room, let's clap it up for them for being the first ones to do all this good stuff. It's great. A lot of applause. You all have been listening to the Energy Converter Student Voice Podcast, and we hope
follow
that you
me.
Continue. I'm sorry, what?
Follow me at pretty.yes with the E as a 3. Thank you.
Follow you where? Where are they following?
On Instagram. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Yazzybo with 3 Z's.
You know, one day we're going to work on getting our students some more confidence, because they obviously lacking it, right? So we're going to teach them how to self-promote and market. It's going to be great. So I'm going to close this out again. You've been listening to the Energy Converter Student Voice Podcast. I had a ball. I hope you all had fun with us, and enjoy the underbed music taking you out. Peace.